Welcome to this Hero Complex Imagination Meditation. For more family-friendly series and specials, please visit our website at herocomplex.ca. Today's meditation is a hummingbird, and we are going to focus ourselves as we approach a task with this one. My name is Rob, and I'm going to guide you through a fun and relaxing meditation today to help us let go of our present thoughts. There's no right way or wrong way to do this. I'll remind you to breathe now and then, but feel free to breathe whenever it works best for you. We're just hoping to quiet our minds for a little while, focus inwards, and feel good. Please find yourself seated on a flat surface with your back sitting up tall in a gently relaxed way, or laying back. Don't force anything. You can close your eyes, I do, or even just lower your eyelids as you softly gaze downward. Let's begin. The hummingbird are birds that are found in the Americas with about 366 different species. Although they mostly live in Central and South America, they have a range from as far north as the Yukon in Canada, all the way down to Tierra del Fuego in the countries of Chile and Argentina. They have very specialized characteristics that enable rapid, maneuverable flight, and in some cases, long-distance migration. Males have the widest diversity of color, with plumage from purples to greens to blues. So you can pick your own color today, hummingbird. And they are very small, with the tiniest, the bee hummingbird, being only 5 centimeters in length and weighing less than 2 grams. They are named because of the humming sound that they make when they fly, by rapidly beating their wings, especially when they hover over flowers in search of nectar to drink. Which is also how, like bees, they are successful pollinators and important to our ecosystems. Everything about hummingbirds is fast, from the speed that they can flap their wings and fly to the beating of their hearts and their metabolism. Many of us have moments in our lives when we feel wound up with our minds racing, and it is at times like these that we can try to be a little more like a hummingbird to help us focus through those moments and control our thoughts and feelings. Okay, little hummingbird, we find ourselves in a new environment we haven't seen before. A beautiful garden glade full of flowers with which to draw delicious nectar. There are so many flowers, we don't know where to put our eyes, let alone plant our thirsty beaks. So before we rush into anything, let's start our day by taking a deep breath in and letting a big breath out. Breathe in and breathe out. Good. Breathing helps us focus. It settles us down. And in this oxygen-rich garden full of flowers, and birds and bees, we may feel compelled to beat out everyone else to that juicy nectar and all those flowers. But all in due time, little hummingbird, those flowers aren't going anywhere. So let's breathe in and out again. And this time, I want you to first notice all of the lovely smells found in this garden. The daisies, the buttercups, the wild roses, all the smells converging into one beautiful, sweet smell of summer. And as you continue to slowly breathe, I want you to use your beak to sniff out the perfect flower for you. You have to breathe in slowly and let your sense of smell do its job at deciphering each different smell of each different flower. And when you breathe out, I want you to use your breath and the fan of your wings to waft around all the different smells. So waft that garden air with your breath so that it swirls around your face and creates a beautiful potpourri of all the different smells. Smelling all of these scents is going to help you find the perfect flower. We don't want to just shove our beak into the closest flower. We may fill up on nectar and miss out. and there are so many colorful flowers. We have to keep our eyes closed to find the perfect one to focus on. As you breathe in, I want you to imagine that you are breaking those smells apart into millions of separate molecules. Now, molecules are small, but so are you, little hummingbird. So, with your breath, separate those molecules. Some smells are sweet, and some smells are tart, and some smells are blossomy, some are fruity. Find the perfect smell in your mind. Think about that smell. What is your favorite smell? And then notice it appear inside your nose. Focus inwards and breathe in more of that lovely, perfect smell. And as you continue breathing in and out, I want you to feel yourself turning your hover toward the source of that smell. In your mind only, you feel your body turn as you float on the warm summer air. You feel yourself turn and shift side to side, then up and down, as you focus in closer to the source of that beautiful scent. Eventually, you center in on that smell that you want. Is it a rose? Is it a lily? You pick your favorite flower, little hummingbird. You picture it in your mind. And after a few more breaths, you allow your gaze to fall upon your favorite flower. Now, I don't want you to race to the flower, little hummingbird. You don't want to spoil your lovely lunch. You want to take your time, so as not to attract any other birds or insects to this flower. So just play it cool. Be cool, little hummingbird. I know it's hard. We are so fast, but that doesn't mean we have to be. We can be fast and be cool at the same time. So now, I want you to just hover on the spot, little hummingbird. Just hover languidly in the air, looking at your flower target. Now I want you to use your breath to help pull you toward the flower. Don't use your wings. Your wings are just there to hold you up, floating above the ground. You float so lightly, you are so light, that your breath can pull you towards your destination, this flower. So breathe in a nice big breath and feel yourself slowly being pulled ever so gently forward a few inches, and then breathe out. And when you breathe out, you are so light, your movement stops. But that's okay. We'll get there in time. Breathe in again and move a few more inches closer to your flower. And then breathe out and come to a restful stop. Breathe in again and move closer. With each breath, you move closer and closer and closer to your flower. Focus on your flower, little hummingbird. Look at its perfect circular shape as it draws you toward it like a perfect target. Breathe in and move a little closer. Notice the petals of the flower fluttering gently in the breeze, beckoning you toward it. You've used incredible restraint, little hummingbird. You could have zoomed right in, but you used your focus to find the perfect flower, and soon you will enjoy the beautiful nectar it offers. Breathe in and get a little closer. Very soon,
You are but a few millimeters away. You are so close now that the smell is overwhelmingly fragrant, and you can practically taste the nectar within. And now you are close enough to nudge the petals open to get to the nectar. The center of the flower is like a perfect little bowl from which to drink. And as you feel your beak fill with nectar, you draw it up, sipping lightly like a straw. You don't want to draw too much because this gentle flower will close up, so you gently sip. You notice the nectar is sweet and so refreshing that it quenches the thirst that has built up in this warm garden on this lovely day. Your mouth was a little dry, and now it's completely quenched away that dryness, and it feels so pleasant just to hover and lightly sip. Make sure you breathe between those sips. And as you nourish yourself, I want you to feel appreciation to this flower, little hummingbird, for providing you with the nourishment to carry you on your day. You feel gratitude that you came across this lovely garden hidden amidst the forest today. And as you finish at this flower, I want you to think about the next thing you're going to focus on today, little hummingbird, whether it's finding another flower or even just getting to your next surprise destination. Always try to focus first to determine your goal, and then you can go for it. Slowly float your eyelids open. I hope this has helped you feel a bit more focused today. You can return to this meditation again and again to help you whenever you're having trouble focusing, as it is a muscle you can grow and strengthen if you work at it every day. Imagination Meditation is coming to YouTube. Check out our YouTube channel and enjoy relaxing, looping animations of our critters by artist Crispy Boat that are sure to mesmerize and lull you into a blissful meditative state. We'd love you, listener, to let us know what you'd like to meditate on next and what channel you'd like to imagine. We take our inspiration from you. If you're enjoying Imagination Meditation, visit our website, herocomplex.ca. Also, please do share this series with all your friends and go ahead and subscribe or give us a review. We'd really appreciate that. Thanks for listening and have a wonderful day.